This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature has approved $24 million for migrant students. The money will help offset costs from an unprecedented influx of new students arriving mid-year, mainly from South America. This year's legislative session ended yesterday. In Congress, Colorado's U.S. House delegation voted mostly to keep Speaker Mike Johnson in his job Wednesday. Johnson survived an effort by a fellow Republican to remove him from the Speaker's seat. Among Colorado's delegation, only Democrat Diana DeGette voted against dropping that motion. There's lots of talk these days about gas-powered versus electric lawnmowers. CPR's Ryan Warner reminds us of a third option, one that also reduces the fire risk.
Listen closely. Can you hear them munching? In a backyard in Colorado Springs near the Broadmoor, 40 goats feast on a lawn. They belong to Kimberly Jones, owner of Goat Mowers, who's trucked them in from Callahan, Colorado, out east.
So we're here to goatscape today, but we also do mitigation with the goats. Instead of using lawnmowers and bush hogs and all that kind of thing, you use goats.
And goats, she says, can go where no weed whacker can.
When we're up like on the side of the mountains, like up behind here, you know, that's a hard place to get into in rocky terrains, steep inclines, you know, lots of thick underbrush. You know, you can't get any equipment in there. So that's when we're doing like really hardcore fire mitigation for people. It's much more environmentally friendly, much more peaceful, as you can see. And who doesn't enjoy the goats, right?
I certainly enjoyed one in particular named What What.
He was a bottle-fed baby. When they're little, they go, what, what, like that. So we named him What What.
The bulk of Jones's business comes from private homeowners. But she says she and her herd just landed a contract with a local water department to tend to brush around their reservoirs. In Colorado Springs, I'm Ryan Warner, CPR News.